This is Onmel Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Onmel Radio News Update at 8. I am Babison Harris. The National Elections Commission has denied the request for withdrawal of Liberia Transformation Party's presidential candidate from the 2017 presidential elections. Reverend Kennedy Sandy earlier told the commission that he was withdrawing from the process. But the commission said the time frame provided for withdrawal has expired. The Ministry of Education and partners are expected to launch a communication and advocacy campaign to boost early childhood education. The campaign, which is expected to be launched in November, has been rolled out by the Ministry of Education and UNICEF. The Assistant Minister for Early Childhood Education told on Onmel Radio that the move is part of efforts to ensure child-friendly learning environment. Florence Allen Jones called for support from the public to boost early childhood education development. The German charity Welthunger Haifa has launched a project in three southeastern counties to support farmers. The counties are Grand Gide, Rivergie, and Sino. According to the group's climate advisor, the project is aimed at adapting new farming and fishing methods in response to climate change. Rav Wu said soil and coastal erosion as well as infertility are some of the effects of climate change. He disclosed that it is a 30-month project. Mr. Wu added that Welthunger Haifa and the German Federal Ministry of Economic Cooperation and Development are funding the project with 1 million euros. The news is coming to you from Onmel Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. A dark-to-dawn curfew has been imposed in the main commercial hub in Nigeria's southeastern Abia State following clashes between the military and activists campaigning for the creation of the independent state of Biafra. Abia State Governor Okezie Akpiezu announced the curfew for Abia on Tuesday after a meeting with top security officials and said it will remain in force until Friday. Mr. Akpiezu said his government was determined to protect the lives and properties of people, and he urged people not to engage in confrontation with troops. And police in Brazil have arrested the former CEO of the world's largest meat packing company, JBS. The company is at the center of a massive corruption scandal. Wesley Batista, 44, was detained just 3 days after his younger brother, Josley Batista, handed himself in to the authorities. Both have admitted bribing almost 1,900 politicians, but Wesley Batista's arrest is related to allegations of multi-million dollar inside trading. That's the Onmel Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Session of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on Onmel, you can log on to www.onmel.unmissions.org, facebook.com/onmel2003, or Twitter/onmelnews. I am Babison Harris. Good morning.